I don't know if John Mugard, I hope I pronounced that name correctly, who is in charge of the soccer tournament. He is in charge of the basketball tournament, that tournament in the summer that one team makes $1 million. It's coming here to the Triangle, Wake Med Soccer Park, this summer, and I cannot wait. Wrexham is going to be there, and that's all you needed to do. You could have had Wrexham and then 31 local challenge soccer teams, and I would be interested in it, John. I appreciate your time. When do the betting lines come out?
That's a great question, Adam. I remove myself from all of that, both as a bettor and a tournament organizer, so I'm blind to all.
I totally understand why you would be. All right, let's just get to I guess we can start with the teams. The basketball tournament's been going on for how long? It was like almost, 15 years, something like that?
This is the 10th year now.
I know people who are all about it, right? They love it. You get national broadcast rights have been sold. It is a great event, especially for people who are basketball heads. Is the plan for this to become soccer's version of it?
It is, yeah. And we reformatted this to be more in line with what soccer fans are used to, which is the World Cup format. So that's the difference. Basketball is really modeled after March Madness,
sure.
64 teams, single elimination. This one, 32 teams, group play, and then into knockout. So it's just like the World Cup, except instead of over 4 weeks, this is over 4 days. So a lot of action.
Well, I remember watching in different sport, but watching Olympic rugby, and they do rugby sevens, and the games are over in 20 minutes, and they basically play the entire rugby tournament in 5 days or 6 days or something like that. So you're going to play all of these matches, however many there are, it's like 60-some-odd matches, I think. You're going to play them in a span of 4 days. You're playing, it's 7v7. So explain, just before we get into the teams and all that, and I know Wrexham's here, and that's all people really need to know anyway. If we can go through what the format's going to look like, 7v7, give me the name, how long are these games going to be? Is it going to be, we're going to have goalies at 7v7? How's it going to look?
Sure. Normal soccer is 11-on-11.
Right.
So we are going 7-on-7. One of those seven on each team is a goalie. And we have a shorter, smaller field. So it's about half the size of a regular field if you flip it perpendicularly. And that's how we're going to orient the Wake Med Soccer Stadium as we play. So our rule set is 2 20-minute halves. All of our games will get in about an hour. And the scoring will be anywhere from 5 to 10 goals a game. So lots of action, lots of shots on goal. And then so we do 2 20-minute halves. And at the end of the second 20-minute half, we set a target score, which is the leading team's score plus one. And then the first team to the target score wins the game.
Oh, an Elam ending.
It's exactly like we do in basketball. In basketball, we do plus eight on the leading team's
right.
score, but since there's more scoring in basketball, but for soccer, obviously less scoring, we're going to do plus one. So 5-4 at the end of the second half, six becomes the target score, first team to six wins. And that will play out in target score time. And to make sure those games don't go on for hours and days, we're going to peel a player off the field from each team every 5 minutes in that target score time. So it's going to go down to 6v6, 5v5, 4v4, 3v3, et cetera, until the game's won.
You're going to have some exhausted people on the field if it keeps going on. But I'm pretty confident it won't. By the way, was the Elam ending your idea?
It was the idea of Nick Elam. He brought it to us. He called it the hybrid duration format, and we renamed it to Elam Ending, thinking it would have more market appeal. And we implemented it 5 years ago. It's now NBA All-Star Game. G League is adopting it.
I love it.
Sort of taken off, yeah.
I really do. I absolutely love it. So, look, I keep talking about Wrexham because I'm fascinated by what the whole story and whatnot. First of all, there's a rumor that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney are playing.
That's absolutely false.
Okay.
Categorically false. Yeah. we got to shut that one down pretty quickly. This is very high level soccer. So I don't think that they would want to roll themselves out there in this environment, but we have some of the best players in the world playing. So I don't think that would work out well for Wrexham, because this is a million-dollar winner-take-all tournament, which means everything to a club like Wrexham especially.
So million-dollar winner-take-all, and so if you finish the runner-up, you get nothing?
Yeah, you're good at math. It's $1 million to the winner, and then $0 for second place.
I love that.
And $0 for everyone else in the tournament. So what you see is incredible high intensity play all throughout this event. The event will be 63 games over 4 days, and you're going to see every single second of every game mattering.
And these games are going to be going on simultaneously, because the people who have not been out to Wakeman Soccer Park, all the fields are great, incredible playing surfaces, and it's very convenient to see all of it. Borussia Dortmund, where Jude Bellingham plays, where Gio Reyna plays, where Christian Pulisic used to play, they're in. Wolverhampton is a solid Premier League side. West Ham will be out there. Clint Dempsey, who now lives in North Carolina, he's going to have a team, right? A former kind of U.S. National team and MLS stars?
That's right. He'll have Eddie Johnson, Jermaine Jones on his team. He's going to be grouped up with a team called Sneaky Fox, which is Nick Raimondo, which is another familiar name. I think there are 21 players in the field with U.S. national team experience. And one of those teams is actually the U.S. women's team, a team of former U.S. women's national teamers put in by Heather O'Reilly.
Yep.
So she's got Lori Lindsay, Christine Lilly, Kat Whitehill playing, and I think Mia Hamm will be coaching.
Mia Hamm, why couldn't they? I realize why they couldn't drag Mia Hamm out. It's been a while since she has played. Chad Ochocinco is also playing. I know he tried out. He actually tried to get with, who was it, Sporting KC back in the day?
Yep. Yeah, he'll be on the Natty FC team, a team of former MLS players out of Cincinnati. So I'm very eager to see that one play out.
I mean, this whole thing is fascinating. How many teams did you have to turn down for this?
We had over 450 teams apply for 32 spots. So we had no idea what to expect when we announced this event in October, and we just got absolutely inundated with interest from all over the world. And that was a first for us. So with TBT, with basketball, the interest in is mainly coming from the U.S. with U.S.-based players. But in this case, we have a field now coming from U.K., Asia, all over the place.
Israel. They have a team from from Israel is here as well. John Mugar is joining us here. He is the CEO of the basketball tournament, TBT, and the soccer tournament, TST. First, what else can you tell us? I don't think you have to really spark interest in this. We are a soccer mad world, especially here in the Triangle. Are you hoping that this will hit big enough where it becomes something you take around the country, or do you like it here forever?
We've been approached by people who want to take it and put it in different parts of the world, and not the whole event, but have a play in a different country, for example. What we love and why we ended up down there is, as you already alluded to, is the quality of field. And we knew that we had this player base. We need to roll out an elite level field. And they want to play on grass. They don't want to play on turf. So this is a great spot for us to be. And I would love for this to be a longer term plant here down in Cary. We love it so far.
It's a great facility. I look forward to this. Again, the teams that are here, if you go read it, and I know I believe it's going to be released to the public if it hasn't already just been released to the public. I was looking through it. There are incredible names here, and some of the names are kind of hidden, like the whole Natty FC, which gives you former against Chad Ochocinco. Charlotte FC will be a part of it. Duke alumni is going to be here. NCFC. Which is obviously local, so we have a little bit of a local flair as well. It just looks like a blast. And 4 days, right? July? Is it June or July?
June 4th. So it's in 4 weeks. And, yeah, it's over the course of 4 days. And this is usually hyperbole, but just buy your tickets now if you want to come, because we're going to start selling sessions out, I think, within a couple hours. It's been a really, really hot ticket. So what the experience we're trying to achieve here and model after is the U.S. Open for tennis. And if you've been to that before, yes. Everyone always talks about the main stadium is great, it is what it is, but people always talk about the side courts and coming up and seeing like top 100 players in the world up close. And that's exactly the look and feel we want to achieve with this event too. Multiple fields at the same time. Huge international soccer star, Cesc Fabregas, is another one we haven't talked about, coming out, playing, coaching, etc.
This is an awesome idea. I don't know what took you so long to get to it.
Sorry. Yeah, we have another sport coming up soon. So.
Oh, do you? It'll be.
I can't tell you that.
Pickleball. I'm just a guess. John Mugar, I appreciate your time. If I can be of any assistance again, let me know.
Thanks a lot, Adam. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Mugar, who's in charge of the soccer tournament, TST. 32 teams, 8 groups of 4, just like the World Cup. Group play, knockout stage, top 2 teams in each group advance. Borussia Dortmund, Wolverhampton, West Ham, Wrexham. I mean, just absolutely awesome. Charlotte FC, NCFC in the same group. They already announced the groups. The Duke alumni is going to be in the same group. Raleigh Rebels, another local group. All of that in the same group. Clint Dempsey, who again lives in North Carolina, has got a team. It's going to be an absolute jamboree, and I am looking forward to that.